myself out of the way. I hope you all have something to take notes on. In the 13 years that I've been here, almost, I can't think of anyone that's ever come and done our Super Saturday that has sold more memberships in this company than the lady who's going to be sharing the next part of the day with us. So please pay close attention to the things she has. Everyone give it up again for Mrs. Katie Huff.
Yikes. Well, you know, that'll teach me. As you can tell, we don't have any fun in this business. And I would caution you to be careful what you text to Dave Hall, obviously. You notice the laugh out loud was after both of the Chippendale things, right? However, you don't know the other side of the story. And for the right amount of money, I can tell you. Honestly, the other side of the story was this. When I called him, I said, "Did you get my text?" And I'm laughing, and he goes, "Yeah." He goes, "I'm just getting my cufflinks out of the cupboard now." So I'm expecting him to get up here and do this. So, there you have it. Oh, my gosh, how fun. How fun, how fun. Well, where do you start after an introduction like that? You know, have you ever heard about the walk of shame? I think I just did it. Oh, my gosh. So I do like to have fun, and obviously Mr. Hall does too. And we do have a good time in our company. And it's really interesting when he says rolling out the red carpet, because I am such a believer in ask and it is given, ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, and knock and the door will be open. And I asked and I received. Is that good or what? Whew. So, with that, let me do a little bit of a survey, because I am here to serve you. And I want to know how many guests do we have in the room. I want you guys to know Mr. Evan is here. He's my guest. If you guys all welcome Mr. Evan. And your wife, where's your wife, Evan? Is she here? Okay, and his wife is here, which is wonderful. How many of you have been in the business? Obviously, who is that recruiting rockin' number one in 1 month? Way to go, my friend. You're a superstar. And so, Deanne, superstar. So I'm very proud of you, and I acknowledge and recognize all of your guys' accomplishments in our company, because obviously by us empowering and sharing our services with people, we in turn receive. So the more you give, the more you get. And that's obvious by the team that you're building and how you can help them. It's obvious by the memberships that you write and the people that we empower with our services. And I am also very much like those that were up here, that I love what we do. I love what we have to offer. I can't imagine myself being anywhere else. I would tell you that once you take this business from your head to your heart, your life will change in a heartbeat. What I mean by that is all of us know about the 10 core commitments, yes? Who does not know about the 10 core commitments? Okay, so what does that mean? When we get in the business, the very first time, who's the newest associate in here? Is it Zella? Okay, Johan, what's your name? Hi, Jason. I'm Katie. Welcome. How long have you been in the business? Couple hours. Bada bing. And you know about the 10 core commitments. You are a rock star. It's okay. I'm going to help you with that. Okay, so some people will go, well, how am I going to get started and what do I do? Because the very first time you're an associate, obviously you're the most excited, but you're also the most possibly anxious because you don't know what to do. So let's talk about what you need to do. I am sure I'm not the only one that has said, or has someone come into the business and they say, well, I don't have a contact list. Anyone ever heard that? How many of you have ever brought in an associate and said, can I get your contact list, and they're not there? And so here's something to know. Every one of us, most all of us, I'd say probably 99%, have a cell phone, correct? And all of us have names in that cell phone, right? And then there's some people that will say, well, I don't want to go after my friends and family. So let me tell you a story of why you absolutely want to go after your friends and family. I have a friend who is, he's in his 60s, and he just recently got robbed at his house. Okay, we've known each other for 20 years. And he knows that I do Legal Shield, God bless you, but he really doesn't know exactly what it all means because I've never sat down with my friend and pushed it. And in his safe that got stolen, not only did he lose $36,000 worth of cash, but there was also birth certificates in the safe. And we deal in the world of identity theft. So he is obviously in a complete panic and very concerned, and he's calling Katie, the identity theft queen, to find out what to do now. Because his birth certificates of his son is gone, he thinks possibly his, and things like that. In the process of trying to tell him about our services, of course, he is not in a very good mental state because he's lost all of this stuff, and he's very concerned. And he was saying, I don't want a sales pitch at this point. It's a little late, right? But the point is, as I said, but we can still help him because we help with pre-existing. But the point is, as I said to him, this is what empowers me and makes me realize I need to talk to every one of my friends and family because no one's planning to be robbed, right? No one's planning to have their identity stolen. And it's happening everywhere. And so we have, in my opinion, an obligation to at least tell our family and friends about our services. And if they choose not to participate, I will sleep a lot better after because I at least told them. And if they don't value it, then, you know, what are you going to do? You're going to wait until they have a robbery, and then they may value it. Does that make sense? So the contact list, here's the four steps of how you're going to recruit someone into the business and show them the opportunities. First of all, when you sit down with someone, I like my friend Mr. John Bush down in Texas. He always talks about the opportunity of buffet that we have in Legal Shield because we have the individual sales, correct? We have the team building and creating agents and McDonald's on every corner because we can't be in two places at one time. We have the employee benefits side, excuse me, where we're able to talk to business owners about empowering their employees and offering them the best benefit, in my opinion, that will help employees stay on the job. And then there's the small business that is helping the business owner. So we have a way of working in all these different areas. So when you first talk to someone, obviously, like I talked last night at the house, is you want to be able to be give them the menu, if you will. Show them the menu and say, where do you see yourself fitting into our business? Because we can make a business plan around whatever the person's desires are. If they see themselves as a group producer, if they see themselves as a coach and a team builder, if they see themselves as doing small business, if they see themselves as part-time or they see themselves as full-time. So the first thing you need to do is sit down with Justin and say, Justin, what is your why? Why are you starting this business? All of us have a different reason. I guarantee you, if your why isn't there, you will not have as much success. You're just going to be going through the motions. Your why has to be so big that it makes you cry, and I know many of you have heard that before. Okay? If your life depended on it, what would you do to create this business for your family? My father passed away in 2005, and my mother passed away in 1998. My dad has had a 1,700-acre ranch. I have been working diligently in this business because I want my dad's legacy to live on. I want him to have that ranch in heaven that he visualized and wanted. That makes me roll out of bed in the morning and not over. Some people are rolling over, others are rolling out. So if you have a huge why, getting out of debt, help, and the money is a good thing, but how we can impact our families and leave the legacies is, in my opinion, even bigger. So you need to know what your why is so you are motivated to get out of bed in the morning. The next thing is that contact list is critical. So first step, contact list. If your new associate doesn't give you a contact list, they're out of business, right? And you need to set that as a precedence. We need to know, if we're going to do employee benefits, I want to know who is your warm market. Who do you do business with? I want to know where you're following your dollar. Where do you do dry cleaning? Where do you bank? Where do you get your haircut? Who's your dentist, your doctor? All of us have these interactions with people, and we can create a list that way. But even with recruiting, all of us have, and they say the average 30-year-old knows a minimum of 200 to 300 people. A minimum. Okay? So you get that contact list. The next thing you do, you need to give them a tool. What's that mean? A brochure, it means a DVD, it means a website, it takes them to lunch, a luncheon, a breakfast, a briefing. You need to get them educated so they can say, yes, this makes sense, or no, it doesn't. Okay? That's their contact list. The third thing is three-way calls. Now, let's do a survey. How many of you are doing three-way calls on a regular basis? And I mean daily. Okay. Mike, why are you not in the front row? Because I took your chair? He's an executive director is what I'm pointing out. But this is a point. The people that raised their hands that are doing the three-way calls, did you notice that they were up here? Okay. Did you notice that they're the regional managers, the RVPs, the millionaire club members, the $100,000 ring earners, small business trainers? Would you think that is a clue? It is, right? So people are afraid to do three-way calls. Why? Well, I don't want the closer coming in. I don't want the hammer going down. I don't want the thumb going down. A three-way call will be the difference between your success and failure in this business, in my opinion. Because what it does is it reiterates and validates everything that you just showed them from a DVD, from the sizzle call, and that person is there to support you. The reason why that's so important is because you're letting that new associate realize that he has a wall and a room full of support, that people are going to be there to help them, because no one knows the product or the opportunity in their first 2 hours, day, week. There's a learning curve, right? So you are doing on-the-job training while you do the three-way call. Does that make sense? So you're educating and helping support that new person for them doing a three-way call. And you don't have to do anything but just sit and listen. Because the same objections come up every time. Right, Dave? What are the objections you guys hear? Don't have time. What else?
No money.
No money. What else? Have to check with my spouse. What else? Don't need an attorney. Never used one. Don't like them. Right? What else?
I'm not a salesperson.
I'm not a salesperson. Okay? Well, the blessing is when you have that other person on the phone and they say that, you get to hear what the answers are. You get to hear, I'm glad you said that. I'd encourage you to talk to your wife. In fact, why don't we sit down with your wife, show her the tools, show her the services, show her the opportunity. And when they say, I don't have the time, I'm glad you said that. I work 50 to 60 hours a week in pharmaceuticals, driving 1,000 miles a week. And I was able to find an hour a night to make phone calls to be able to be in the performance club, which is the free cars and the free trips. And I was just doing it an hour a night. If you're not putting in 5 to 7 hours a week in your business, then you're out of business, right? Would you agree? So with that three-way call, you're able to have your mentor, your sponsor, your coach help you handle that objection from your new associate. And at the end of that three-way call, it's not like, okay, I'm pulling out my guns, Annie Oakley in Montana, and you either sign or I shoot. It's not that way, okay? But I at the end say, what did you like best, or even in the beginning, what did you like best about what you saw? Well, if they say, well, I didn't see the website, I didn't check it out, then that's okay, because that's going to motivate them to look at what we just told them to look at. So a lot of times other people and the veteran associate will say, well, I need to check with my new contact to see if they want to do a three-way call. Have you guys said that before? That's not the right routine, okay? This is how you're going to do it. I'm going to call Dave. He's my new associate, okay? Or he's my new prospect. And I'm going to call him, and I'm not calling him to say, hey, Dave, you want to get on a three-way call with Mark? And he's going to go, who's Mark? And no, I don't, because they automatically have their defenses go up because they think Mark's going to put the hammer down, right? So I get Mark on the phone call, and I go, Mark, here's the deal. Dave Hall, great guy, family man, 6 kids, looking for a way to get ahead, wants an opportunity. I gave him a DVD. I gave him a website, and he's a great guy. I call Mark and tell him that. So Mark and I are on the phone first. We call Dave. The first thing I'm going to say to Dave is, Dave, did I catch you at a good time? Write that down. Did I catch you at a good time? When Dave says, geez, Katie, I'm just running the kids to school, can't talk, please don't say, well, I just need you for a minute. I have my friend Mark on the phone, and I just want him to meet you, and he told you it wasn't a good time. So the next question you're going to say is, so when can I call you back? What's a good time for me to call you back? I'm not saying, hey, this is Mark, you got to meet Mark, okay? Respect that person's time, because then they're going to respect you when you call them back the next time. So then I call him back at 2 o'clock. And I have Mark on the phone. And we're calling Dave. Hey, Dave, glad I could catch up with you. Hope you got the kids off and you had a great day. So is this a better time? He's going to say, yeah, what's up? And I'm going to say, I have my business partner, Mark, on the phone. I'm new to the business. Now, I'm new to the business even 13 years later. It's not because I couldn't do A to Z with this company, right? Because I've been doing it for so long. But what I'm trying to show Dave is that I have support. The other thing I'm trying to show Dave is Dave's skill level may not be as high as mine. Oh, sorry, as high as mine. And what that means is you're going to have someone say, if you decide that you're going to be, it's all about me, and you're the message and the messenger, the first thing you need to do is get out of the way of yourself, put your ego on the back burner, which means edging God out, in my opinion. If you put your ego on the back burner and you say, I'm new, and I'm going to let Mark handle this, what that does is it levels the playing field, because Dave doesn't have to sit there and go, well, Katie was in pharmaceutical sales. She knows how to sell. She knows how to do this stuff. And I don't want to do what she just did. She just sat there and talked to me for 30 minutes and vomited legal shield on me. Do you see what I mean? So if you're not doing a three-way call, you're actually setting yourself up for not as much success. Because you want that new person to feel the support, and you want that new person not to feel that they have to be a salesman, right? We want people at all levels, regardless if they're not even graduated or no GED or they're a PhD, it doesn't matter, because there's different avenues that will be able to serve those individuals with their own skill level. And then they can have success. The three-way call then lets that person get their objections, get their questions answered. I'm not saying squat anymore. I just told, here's Mr. Mark. He's going to answer your questions. And then Mark's going to talk to Dave. And he's going to tell him about the service, or ask him what he liked best. And if he likes the services, then you talk about the services. If he likes the opportunity, then you're going to talk to him about the opportunity. If he says, I like the services, just don't go down the path of saying, oh, man, we can make 8% to 52% commissions, and we got free trips and free car bonuses. Don't you want to hear about that? Does that make sense? I know you guys are probably doing this, but here's what I'll tell you. And this may sound common sense, right? But how many of you think that common sense is the same across the board? Right? And common sense isn't so common. So some of this is really elementary, and that's why in this business it's very simple what to do. But it's also very simple not to do it, if that makes sense. So you've got your contact list. You've got the tool. You do the three-way call. That person at the end of the call, we're going to say, where do you see yourself on a scale of 1 to 10? 1 is that you want our services. 10 is you see the opportunity and want to be one of my business partners. Where do you see yourself on that scale? They're going to tell you. I'm about a 4. Great. Let's get the services signed up for you. Right? If they say I'm a 7 or 8, I got some questions, great. Let's get your questions answered so we can get you to a 9 and get you started and start making some money right away. Make sense? Then you pass them off and say, can whoever the person is that is the contact list, the newest associate, they're going to say, okay, Mark, I'm going to step off the phone. You can talk to Dave and get his paperwork done. And you do that process over and over and over again. Now, here's what I'm going to tell you. This is the key to that four-step process. It has to be done in 24 to 48 hours. Has to be done in 24 to 48 hours. Here's an example. Leslie, what did you have for lunch last Thursday? You don't know. What did you have for breakfast 3 days ago? Okay. Well, here's what you do. So you give someone information, then you don't call them within 24 to 48 hours, and you wait a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks. Do you really think that they're going to remember what they saw on Monday 3 weeks ago that day? Right? So that's when you're taking 3 steps forward and you're taking 5 steps back. Right? And so you're doing this seesaw versus having steady incremental process in place and procedures within 24 to 48 hours. Does that make sense? Yes?
Yes.
I'm seeing the zone. Okay? So 24 to 48 hours. Do it again, do it again, do it again, do it again, do it again. So that is how you take and you do your 2 exposures a day. If you're going to do part-time, you need to do 2 exposures a day. Now, I think that's very, very easy. And if you're full-time, you're going to want to bump it up, in my opinion, to whatever the dollar amount is that you want to make, okay? So if you want to make $100,000, anyone in here want to make the $100,000 ring? Okay, do you know how to do that? Ooh, do. Do you want to know how to do that?
Yeah.
Okay. So, that 4-step process you're going to do every 24 to 48 hours. And then if you're full-time, you're going to do 5 to 10, or it depends on what amount of money you want to make, right? So here's what you're going to do. The numbers don't lie. You absolutely need to start with the end in mind, okay? Hang on. I have so many little notes. So, this is how Katie did it. And remember, there's more than one way to skin a cat, right? So I, in 2006, was at the women's retreat in Montana. And I know you guys have one next week here. And I applaud all you wonderful women doing that. But I also need to extend the invitation to Montana, because we have one in November. Okay? Chico, if you want to come up to Montana, we're going to be there playing. But I was at the women's retreat, and I had someone tell me that they believed in me more than I believed in myself. How many of you guys have ever done that? And that is 99% of your success is what you think about. And we're going to get into that as well, because that's called personal development. But I had this woman pull me up on stage and say, Katie, not only have you achieved your $100,000 ring, you've just received your $250,000 ring. Now, mind you, I was not thinking $250,000. We limit ourselves by what we think. And when she lifted the lid off of my thinking, I was just like, all of a sudden, the light switch went on. Why did it go on? Is because I started believing and seeing it and then feeling what it would be like to get to that point. So some of you are probably in the routine of, I'm doing the 10 core commitments. Why am I not making 100,000? Why am I not making 100,000? So let me show you the numbers, okay? So here you go. You start with the end in mind, yeah? $100,000 in a year. You divide it by 12, because there's 12 months, you need to be making $8,333, okay? A month, okay? Per month. Then, we're going to break that down into every week. So then you need to make $2,083 per week. Why is that? Because you're going to divide this by 4, because there's 4 weeks, right? Then, what you're going to do is I always use, and you all are at different levels and in different commissions. So this is where you're going to plug in what your commission is into the 2083. So if you're an associate, you would take 103 and divide it into 2083. If you're a director, I always divide, obviously, by 150 because that's our commission, and that gets you 13 sales per week. Okay? And if you want to break it down even further, you divide that into the 5 days, and that's about 2.7 per day. Okay? 2.7. Now, this is just on membership production. I'm talking about that pathway, that the production side versus the recruiting side. There's another program that you do with recruiting because obviously you're getting overrides, which will pay into your $100,000 commissions, right? And you're going to need to recruit to get to director, which is 39. Okay? And we can talk about how to get to 39. Once you're a director, you're always a director. Once you're a manager, you're always a manager, right? So you're going to need to build that organization. But for sake of numbers, here is what you need to do is 2.7 a day. So let's say three. Three a day. Okay, the average for the company for people to market a plan, and I believe you all are above average. Okay? So this is low. They're saying you need to talk to 7 people to get 1. That's the average. So if it's 7 to 1, which is the long shot, how many people do you need to talk to in a day? Exactly. Okay? Now some of you might have chest pain right now. You might be going, oh my God, 21 calls? It can happen, okay? And it will actually shrink. The more you do that, you're not going to be a 7-to-1 person. You're going to become maybe a 2-to-1. So if you have to do 2-to-1, and you'll get better as you do this, and you get into the routine, and you release and let go of the outcome, you just need to be a dialing, talking fool, okay? So if you're full-time, and you call 21 people, then you're going to get your 3 a day. And it's going to add up. And if you just get into that motion of dial, 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 dial. Now, then when you get to 2-to-1, how many do you call? 6. So the progress and the point is that you might have to do 21 to get your 3 today, but next week you might only have to do 15, and the following week you might only have to do 10. Does that make sense? Because the more you do this, the better you're going to get. Some people are overwhelmed by that, but the reality is the numbers don't lie. I would be crazy to stand up here and say, everyone you talk to is going to see it. Everyone you talk to is going to buy our services. That's not reality, is it? So would you rather me sugarcoat or be real? Okay. It's a process. Rome was not built overnight. Your business in Legal Shield will not be built overnight. But if you're doing, obviously, small business, the commissions are higher. If you're doing employee benefits and you go into a company and you have 20 employees and on an average 50% of those employees are signing up, so now you have 10 sales, you're only 3 short that week and you only went into 1 company. Right, Dan? Right? So there's lots of ways we can do this, but the bottom line is you have to be active, and then you will have the results. You have to do the routine. What I do on a daily basis, people say, Katie, how do you do what you do? And I have my day timer. God bless you. And I have, this is what I do on a daily basis. At the bottom of my day timer, I have group, I have recruiting, and I have team. Every day, I have in mind what I'm going to do every day. I know how many groups and businesses I'm going to call on. I usually will make at least 10 to 20 group calls alone. I then will call at least 10 recruiting calls alone. I then will call at least 10 of the people on my team to tell them about their daily plan. So add that up. 20, 10, 10. That's 40 calls. Now in between there, as an RVP, you're talking to the people in the field. As a group VP, you're talking to people and answering their group calls. And so there are distractions. You got to take the kids to school. You got to take them to piano. You got to take them to things like that. But the fact is if you stay laser focused on the $100,000, I guarantee you, you'll have success. So do you have the Stay Focused? The video? Check this out. Maestro. And it's not going to be Chippendales. It's not exciting. You guys to take these passages out because I'm going to give you guys an exercise. Because I want you to walk out of here going, I get it. Okay? You have to stay focused. You have to know what you want. If you don't know what you want, you'll never get there. Would you agree? It's like when I got on, thank God there's Garmin and I'm in Utah with Dave's car. That was fun. But if you don't have Garmin and you don't know where you're going to end up from point A to point B, you're never going to get to point B, right? So you have to know where you want to end up. And people, unfortunately, have been shut down for so many. The older you are, the more distracted you may be because you've been told by a boss you can't do it. You've been told by the broke neighbor you're doing that thing. I don't know what the thing is yet, but I'm still doing the thing 13 years later. And that's okay, because the thing has provided me with the lifestyle that most people would dream about. But if you don't know what you want, you're never going to get there, right? And so you have to think bigger. You have to take the lid off. What would you do? Here's my question. If failure wasn't an option, there's a book out there called Jump and the Net Will Appear. Let me tell you something. As a single female in Montana that all of a sudden had the pharmaceutical company say, Texas or bust, I had a huge fear of, oh my gosh, how am I going to make this income that I'm used to making, right? And Jump and the Net Will Appear. There's a book called Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway. And if you don't have a vision of where this company can take you, many of you are carrying around the profiles of success, which is all of the ring earners. It's the people that have made $100,000, $250,000, $500,000, a million plus. And there's people in there that are executive directors that are, you know, at the highest paid commission position. If that book isn't enough to make you realize that this is the real deal and people are making that kind of income, then I don't know how much more evidence you need. Because I'll tell you, the path to success is not just straight up. Wouldn't that be nice, right? It's like this. It's like this. The man on the top of the mountain didn't get on the top of the mountain. He wasn't just placed on the top of the mountain, right?
He had to work, he had to climb, he had to crawl. And so failure is not an option. What would you do? So what you want to do is, there's a couple things. On one side of the card, I'm going to have you write down, and you can do this in your journal or you can do it on the card. But I want you to take off the limits. Take off everything that is said you can't. I want you to visualize what your life would look like if you had an unlimited amount of money and an unlimited amount of time. How would you get up in the morning? Would you set an alarm? Or would you just wake up? Would you have, would you go horseback riding? Would you go four-wheeling? Would you take your kids to all of their events? Would you sit around and have a wonderful breakfast? And what would your breakfast be? Would it be, you know, grape nuts, or would it be the King's Buffet? You know, if you could have the King's Buffet, what does that look like? What would your daily activities look like? If you could have anything and everything your little heart desired, how much money would you give to your church? How much money would you give to your charities? Where would you serve? Where would you volunteer? I love it when people say it's, you know, life is not about money. Well, this is what I equate money with. Money is equal to breathing. Right? Do you agree? Because if you don't have money, you're not going to be able to pay your mortgage. If you don't have money, you're not going to be able to put your kids in the college that they want to go to. If you don't have money, you're going to be running from the creditors because you're not paying your bills. And so money is very important. It's not that money is so important, but what do you do with that money that makes the difference in your life and everyone else's life? Yes? So here's what I want you to do. I want you to write down 100 things, 100 things that you would do if there was no limits. Okay? You need to see it. You need to believe it, and you need to feel it. And I'm going to walk you through an exercise of how to do that, because your head is going to probably get in your way more than the activities. Because I can show you the 10 core commitments, which is the 2 a day. I can show you to send out a long-distance package. I can tell you to come to the briefings every week, which you are. I can tell you to get there to the Super Saturdays, which I'm grateful that you're here. I can tell you that you need to be at the national conferences, and you show up, and you're doing the robot walk. Right? And I'm doing it, and I'm proud of you for doing it, because you want to stay the course, but you also want to get your head in it. So, my little technician over here is going to play a song about hopefully encouraging you while you write for the next 5 minutes. Richard, how you doing? Are you with me? Okay. So I want you to write what your life looks like. I want you, and you can do this. I want you to look at the car you're driving, look at the house that you're living in. And I don't want you to say, I want a 4,000 square foot home. I want to know, what does your master bedroom look like? I want to know what your bathroom looks like. I want to know what your kitchen looks like. I want to know if you have horses. You can play it if you want, because I'm going to walk you through this while this is playing. And I want you to believe that you can have anything and everything that you want. You just have to change your thinking. You have to know that you can be, do, and have anything that you want. God said, ask and it is given us. He said we should have a life of abundance. So why is there so many people that are unemployed? Why is there so many people in foreclosure? Do you think that they've been shut down? Have they seen the opportunities? Are they willing to be involved in a company that can change the cars we drive, the houses we live in, the charities that we support, the churches that we give to, all of that? So start writing. And then I want you to think about, what do you want to be? Do you want to be an executive director? Do you want to be platinum? Do you make $100,000, $100,500, $200,000, $250,000? Where are you going to go? God has blessed me with a friend of mine that has a ranch in Australia. And I've always wanted to go to Australia. God will answer, and we will be able to do what we want to do as long as we stay focused, stay true to the process. So I believe you can have anything and everything that you want. Do you want to go to New Zealand? Do you want to go to Ireland? What's your background? What's your heritage? What country do you want to visit? Where do you want to be and where do you want to go? What do you want to have? You see, you got to know what you want before you're going to get it. Because there's a story. It goes like this. There's a person that dies and goes to heaven. And he comes up and there's this warehouse. This is in the book of the Prayer of Jabez. And the warehouse had row after row after row of people's names and these big drawers. And the person says to St. Peter, well, what's that on my name is on that shelf? And he says, yeah. And he pulls it out and it had all these things in the shelf. And he says, well, what are those? And St. Peter says, those were all the blessings that God had for you, but you never asked. So what do you want? If there's no limits, if you can make the most money, if you can take your kids to Disneyland, have your kids not have to worry about where they're going to go to school, if they're going to go to school, if they're getting hand-me-downs, or if they're getting the brand new pair of tennis shoes. Who do you want to become? What is your mission? Do you want to inspire people and encourage them to be all and do all and have all? I believe you can have anything and everything that you want. You're just stopping yourself. That's my belief. But what is your belief? And what is limiting you? Because our stinking thinking is going to get in our way. And so, not only do you have to see it and write it down, but you also have to feel it. That's why I was saying, you need to take this business from your head to your heart. And it will change your world. And it will drive you to do 21 calls in a day, or 40 calls in a day, or 5 calls in a day. What you believe is what you will get. My life changed when I started to believe that I deserve to have abundance. I deserve to have what God said I could have, and so do you. But we have to start with our heads. I was joking last night and telling everyone in the room that as a nurse, sometimes we can be a little schizophrenic and hear voices. So what is the voice telling you? Is the voice telling you can, or is the voice telling you you can't? If you're listening to the wrong radio station, then I would suggest you go to the next station that's going to lift you up and have you happy, have you knowing that you can have whatever it is that you want. That's where people stumble. Would you agree? Because everybody knows the 10 core commitments. They know that they need to do two a day. They know that they need to show up, and that's a huge part of it. But what you think, and if you read the book, Think and Grow Rich, it will change your life. It's 99% what you're thinking is what's going to change your outcome. But it starts with what's your why and what is it that you want. Keep writing those hundreds. Where do you want to drive? What do you want to have? What do you want to give? What would it be like to be absolutely stress-free? How would that feel? Can you see it? Can you feel it? What would it be like to be totally stress-free? I mean, to me, it would change everything. Do you think stress affects your health? And so when you are sitting there going, that phone is 150 pounds, by visualizing and seeing that you want to get rid of the stress in your life, you want to be able to have money in the bank, you want to have your bills paid, you want to be able to give to your church, you want to have what you wanted for your kids, when you can feel that, that phone is not 150 pounds. That phone is like an ounce. And And then when you have a support system like you guys have in Utah, there's no way you can fail. No way you can fail. I believe in you. You need to believe in you. You need to buy into the system, let the system work for you, and then work on your thinking. Because your thinking, like I said, will either make you or break you. So right. I want you to be specific. What kind of a BMW are you going to drive? What's the number on it? I don't even know what the numbers are, but there's numbers on them. Getting there? Because then what we're going to do is you need to prioritize it. What are you going to shoot for first? Okay? What are you going to shoot for first? So then what you're going to do is you're going to go on a scale of 1 to 10. 10 being that you know that you can achieve that within the next 6 months to a year. Okay? Okay, so 1 to 10, you do your 100 bucket list. What are you going to be? What are you going to do? What are you going to have? If you didn't get 100, work on that tonight. The dream boards, how many of you guys have ever had a dream board? Who does not know what a dream board is? Okay, a dream board is just exactly, Zella, what you just wrote down of what you want to be, what you want to do, and what you want to have. So on my dream board, in the right-hand corner, I have a bunch of people in this, like, structure that is my team. So I'm visualizing a team all the time, recruiting a team all the time. I also have dollars on there. I have the $250,000. I have the Legal Shield ring with the $250,000 underneath it. I have that in one corner. In the other corner, I have the family. I have the house. I have this house that is 10,000 square feet. That's funny, but it's doable. And it has an amazing great room, an amazing master bedroom. It has this huge bathtub. I'm a bath person. It has dual head showers and walk-in and tile. It has views of the mountain that I can sit in the bathtub and pray and meditate. It has a workout room off of the side. It has a place for me to sit, and the fireplace is not only on the master bedroom, but it's also on the front room on the other side. So it's two paned. I have the big, huge room with the cathedral ceilings. It also has huge windows that oversees this ranch that has horses out there. And on the other end is the three bedrooms with their own personal bathrooms. I mean, are you guys seeing it? Are you feeling it? Are you visualizing what that house looks like? You need to put it on your dream board, and you need to look at it every day. I have for you, I was showing some of the people Planet Bronze yesterday. Who was I showing? Yeah. That was fun. Okay, Planet Bronze is a man named Dennis Harrington, and he's an amazing artist. And I like bronzes. And I saw these bronzes in the airplane on one of my trips probably 10 years ago. And they're cowgirls. And have you seen them? Oh, they're beautiful. So the one woman is like this, and she's like surrendering, and which I love. And I have that bronze now. It was on my dream board for years. And then the other one is called Dreamcatcher. And it's this woman with her chaps on and her cowboy boots. If you don't know me very well, I'm all about the cowboy boots. Because some days it's a cowboy boot day, and other days it's a waiter's day. It depends on if Dave's putting Chippendales up. You put the waiters on. But the cowgirl has the cowboy boots and the chaps, and she has her cowboy hat on her hip, and she's like this. And they're just absolutely gorgeous bronzes, in my opinion. Those two particular women I had on my vision board probably, I don't know, 10 years ago, 8 years ago. And I would look at them all the time. And 3 years ago, I was able to purchase both of them, and they're in my house. It works. So you need to get crystal clear about what it is you want, and this is an exercise when you put those dreams out there and when you ask, God and the universe and everything starts to line up as long as you stay focused on the goal, and that will happen. And so I have the family, I've got the bronzes, I've got the team, I've got, you know, the car, I've got Australia on there, I've got New Zealand on there, I've got cruise ships on there, I've got have fun, I have dance, I have music. All the things that I love is on these dream boards, and I look at it all the time. And I don't even have to have it in my frontal view, because I know what's on there and I can see it when I close my eyes. That's how often I've looked at this. And that's what I would recommend that you do. And according to Think and Grow Rich, what you want to do is you need to decide what is your burning desire. And that's where you want to define those dreams, which you just did, and you will continue to work on them, and I hope you will, is write down those 100 things that you want to be, do, and have. Because that will motivate you to do the 10 core commitments. And we'll talk more about that. But the burning desire is a very strong want and high intensity. And that's when you're going to prioritize the 10 to 1 on your list of things that you've done. Because the 10s are what you're going to get within the next 6 to 12 months. The 10s are what is going to motivate you to do what you need to do. It's going to motivate you to do the numbers that you need to do or the calls you need to make. Okay? And the stronger your intensity is and the more you feel it positively, the faster it will come about. You become what you think about. So if you're saying to yourself, I can't, or if you're saying, I'm a platinum executive director, I'm making a six-figure income, residual, my debit balance is paid off. If you're saying that, then chances are good that you're going to be a platinum executive director with a six-figure residual income and your debit balance will be paid off. Versus if you're saying, well, I got to run the kids here, I got to run the kids there, I can't do this, I can't, I can't, I can't, I can't, I can't. You know, Henry Ford says if you get to choose, and you're right either way. If you say you can't or you say you can, you're both right. Yes? So be very cognizant of what you're telling yourself. The higher the frequency, the better. And the more you feel it, because here's what we were talking about even the other day. Would you buy into everything is energy? Yes? Okay. So if you run into someone and you meet them and you have this instant energetic connection because they're positive and you're positive, because what you put out there is what you attract. Did you get that? What you put out there, you attract. So if you are like this, guess what you're getting? Whereas if you are happy, laughing, doing the Chippendale dance or walk, that made you laugh, didn't it? And that creates positive energy. That creates people that are going to want to be with you. You know, some people, I don't know when's the last time they smiled. Have you met them? And why is that? Because they have some doo-doo probably in their brain and in their life, right? That is poisoning their thoughts. Because when you are happy and you know it, clap your hands, right? We all know that from when we were in grade school, right? Clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands, right? And you're happy and you know it. And your face will really show it if you're happy and you know it, clap your hands, right? So you have to have fun. You need to be happy and you know it. You send out those energies. So what you think about is, and with the power and intensity, if you have 100% belief, you cannot doubt whatever it is that you want at all. Faith and fear cannot coexist. Fear is false evidence appearing real. How many of you will believe that 99% of the things you worry about don't ever even come about? Yes? So have faith, have belief. 100%. Know it, see it, believe it. Find someone in the profiles of success that you can look up to that will inspire you, that you want to be like. that you want to have what they have. Read those different profiles. There's tons of people that started out, all of us started out as a junior associate. None of us were like, boom, you're platinum, right? Everyone has had to go through the learning and the growth curve of the company and the changes, and that are all good. What's going on in our company right now is everything that we've ever wanted forever. We've wanted advertising. We wanted people to know that who Legal Shield is. We wanted them to know that we are the reps. And now there's some people that are out there going, oh, but what if the company gets a lead and what are they going to do with it? What do you think they're going to do with it? They're going to give it to the field. And who is it going to go to? Those that are in performance club and those that are directors. So what's your incentive? You better get to the director level as fast as you can, either through production or recruiting, so when these leads start coming in and you're in performance club, you're going to get them. I've been getting them all along. I'm sure Dave has. And some of the other performance club people, you've gotten the leads. That's like cha-ching, cash in the bank. So don't be afraid of having the advertising and having the company get these leads, because they're going to give them to us. That's important to know. So be careful where you're putting your energy and your thinking. So as often as possible and as long as possible, you need to be telling yourself, I'll do it as long as it takes, whatever it takes, as long as it takes. Whatever it takes, as long as it takes. Because here's the alternative. What are you going to do if you don't do this? What are you going to do if you don't do Legal Shield? Go and get a job? And that's okay. That's okay if you need to do that, but I think you're limiting yourself again. Again, you're putting the lid on. And I'm not saying that if you have a job and you're doing Legal Shield, that's a bad thing. I was there once. It's a process. And I guarantee you, when the time comes, you'll know when to jump, and the net will be there. I mean, I was wanting out of the pharmaceutical industry 3 years before I got out. But here's the thing, is that you've got to know that there's a reason why. You don't have to know what the why is, but there's a reason why it's not happening today. It's because we need to learn, we need to grow, we need to become more, we need to do more. And that's why, I mean, if everything was yesterday, I mean, we're pretty much in an instant society, would you agree? How many of you are in the drive-up of fast food going, come on, come on, come on? They can't even fry those burgers fast enough for us. Come on, come on, come on. So they pre-fry them now. That's always fun. Right? We want instant gratification yesterday. How many people are saying, I just want to take a pill and lose 30 pounds? Well, how many of us wish we could say, I just want to be a platinum? I do, and I know I will, because I'm willing to put in the time and the energy and the effort, and I know the system. So the system works. So you want to surround yourself by people and issues that are going to bring you up and not bring you down. Okay? So you might have to limit Aunt Bessie. Doesn't mean you don't love her. Doesn't mean that you don't go to the family reunion every so often, but you kind of like meet and greet and get out of there, if you know what I mean. And it's because if they're saying, are you doing that thing? Don't let yourself be poisoned by other people. That's why we have to inoculate ourselves. That's why we need to shield ourselves against what other people are thinking, because they don't know what they don't know. I'm not faulting them, but they don't know what they don't know. And so who wouldn't want to be surrounded by a group of people like you that is so positive and so encouraging and so much fun? I mean, people are like, you have to go to that thing in Salt Lake? Darn right I do. And I'm going to have a ball. They think I'm working. Is that funny? You always work. No, I always play. But my play creates a heck of an income and a heck of a relationship base where I could probably go anywhere in this country and know someone that I could stay with because I've created the relationships, because I've come, I've shown up, and all of you could do the same. Every one of you, if you were to call me tomorrow and say, Katie, I'm coming through Montana. Carlos, do you know Carlos from California? You know him. I know. There's only one Carlos in California. You know, he's on.
John in New York.
I do. No, you know the one, Carmelo.
Florida,
Flores, Carmelo. Kind of like a Carlos. Starts with a C. So Carmelo Flores is coming through Montana in his motorhome. And he calls me, Katie, it's Carmelo Flores. What you doing? I'm like, I'm in Montana. What are you doing? He goes, I'm coming through your neighborhood. I would like to stay with you. Was that okay with you? And I'm like, of course it's okay with me. So whether you're Carmelo or you're Dave, you're welcome at my house, always. That's the family that we've created. That's the fun that we have. So when people are giving you a bad time, they're giving you a bad time because, in my opinion, they want what you have, but they don't know how to get it. And it's up to us to show them. And again, what you think about comes about, so I would encourage you to do that. So now I want you to do this because you have absolutely no doubt, right? No doubt you're going to do this. And so here's the question. How many of you are sitting there going, well, how do you know if this is a good thing? How do you know if you're on track? Are any of you guys thinking that right now? No. That's good. But you know what? Sometimes, you know, it would be nice if we were all on a euphoric ride. But have you ever had a bad day in Legal Shield? Do you want to hear one of my bad days? Here it is. So I'm driving from Missoula, Montana to Logan, Utah, because I'm getting a mandatory employee meeting at one of the hospitals there. And I am going, yeah, this is going to be great. I'll hit my executive director numbers. Everything's wonderful. Everything's great. Now, you know, from Missoula to Logan, Utah is not just an hour's drive. It's like 8 or 9, right? So I'm by myself, trucking down the road. All of a sudden, I get the call from the HR person who says, oh, by the way, Katie, I can't make this mandatory. Now, I'm 6 hours into the trip, and I'm going, you can't make this mandatory? And she said, no, when we talk. And I'm like, you need to. This is what we need to do. This is why we're doing it. I've tried to resell her. No. And she says, and I says, well, I need to talk to your CEO then when I get there, because I obviously he doesn't understand why we need to do this, and I need to talk to him. And she's just like, well, we'll see what we can do, da-da-da-da-da-da. Well, then I get here, and we're meeting like at 7:30 in the morning. So I show up at 7:30, and the HR director was sick that day. No person as a follow-up. CEO had no clue who I was, why I was there, what I was doing. And the HR person, you think your recruit's going to the witness protection plan? Let me tell you. Her phone wasn't answering. And I have driven 8 hours, gas, time, hotel. And they said, well, we'll announce it to the staff and let them know that you're here. And 8 hours later, eight people later, throughout the whole day, they wanted me to stay another day. And I said, oh, thanks for the memories. Maybe we need to back up and start this program all over. On my way home, I was crying the whole way, talking to my sponsor, saying, something's got to change. I can't be driving 8 hours one way, staying in a hotel, and making no money, because in business terms, that's not a very good return on your investment. Right? I quit that day. And I would like to think that I'm not the only one that has quit. I was escorted out of a hospital one day, and I'm a nurse. And it was because they had a breach. And I came in to talk to them about identity theft. And they were in crisis mode. And they said, you need to leave the building. And they wouldn't even tell me who the person was to contact. It was like Fort Knox. They wouldn't even tell me who the HR person was. They wouldn't tell me anything because they were so afraid of the consequences of this breach. That was another day where I was going, wow, I didn't think I was that bad of a person. But I quit again. But the point is when you can keep your eye on the ball and on the mark, and you know what you know, which is that there's people that are making a six-figure income, a residual, a debit balance is paid off, a team, surrounding themselves by supportive, loving people. You don't want to have to deal with those that are escorting you out, because you know what? There's another company around the corner that's saying, come in. We want your services. We want you in this business. And what happens is a lot of times people get knocked out of the game for just one day in Logan, Montana, or Utah. That one day could have made the difference. That was before the identity theft even came out. That was a long time ago. That was in like 2006. And in Montana, we didn't have identity theft at that point. The reason why I tell you that is because the road to success is not straight up. It's not always smooth. But the personal development that I'm trying to talk to you about getting your head in the game and playing full out, knowing without a shadow of a doubt, 100%, you bleed Legal Shield, that you will be at a platinum, you will be able to have the lifestyle that you deserve, you've written down your goals and dreams, and it'll happen as long as you stay the course. Does that make sense?
Yes.
I've quit so many times, but I also know that I wouldn't be in Cancun next year, and I have been in the past, or Atlantis, or Maui. There's very few people in our world that have the opportunity that we have at our fingertips, and it's up to us to take that message to them and give them that hope, give them the idea that they can be, do, and have what they want, and be in a group of people that are going to support them and encourage them. So how you know that you're off track? Do you think when I was driving home and crying, was I happy? No. And I guarantee you, my face was more than this. I mean, it was not pretty in the sense that I was so upset. I was like, how am I going to make this work? How am I going to pay my bills? Well, the how you don't need to worry about. You have to change your thinking and trust the process, trust the system, and believe that you'll have it. Does that make sense? And not have a doubt. So how you know if you're on the right track is how you're feeling. Okay? If you're having fun, if you're joking, if you're smiling. There's a big difference when you go into a company and they say, sorry, and the CEO doesn't know what you're talking about, whereas the next company that I went into, not only did they let me see their employees that day, which never usually happens, in the history that I've been doing group and as a group VP, I went into this company, sat down with the CEO, CFO, HR director, talked to them about our benefits, said, this is what you need to do. We were looking at dates, trying to figure out when I was going to do this enrollment, and we couldn't find a date. I looked at them and I said, what about today? They said, sure. So you need to be good Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts and have everything that you need in your car, because when they say now, you jump. I went out to the car, came in, did the enrollment with 60-some employees. They then had a business in Missoula and in Utah and in Arizona, and I wrote 3 small business plans as well. So those are the days that keep you in the game, and know that those always are a lot more out there than the bad days. It's kind of like golf. How many golfers in here? Oh my gosh. How fun is it when you tee up and tee off and you're on the green? And then you tap it in, and you get a birdie. Do you guys know what a birdie is?
Yeah.
In golf, that is. Not in the air. I'm talking in golf. That's a stroke below par. You know? Those are the things that bring you back to the golf course. The days where you recruit someone and they are so on fire that they get Fast Start qualified within 2 days, those are the days that keep you in the game. Those are the reasons why we recruit people. And those days where you go into a company and you get 60% of the people sign up and a small business plan and another small business plan and another small business plan, it was a mother load that day. Those are the things that keep you coming back, and it creates your belief. And if you don't have belief at this point, that steals someone else's belief. Yes. Yes. Look at someone like myself and say, good God, if this chick in Montana can do it with less than 1 million people, more cows and more sheep, what the heck? Right? Dave thinks I'm writing in for the sheep. And I said, well, you know, if I was, I'd be on an island in Tahiti because there's more sheep than people. Right? Okay, so how are you going to get your mind in the game? Number one, turn your little card over. See, as you can see, I have all kinds of these 3x5 cards. They're everywhere. They fall out everywhere. So here's an example. What you need to do is, number one, set in mind, and we're going to do this monetarily because dollars make sense. So set in mind, what is the dollar amount that you want to achieve? Okay? $100,000, $250,000, I don't care.
Just
in the year. In the year. How much are you going to make? Okay, everyone got that dollar amount down? Okay, so then, according to our dear friend, Mr. Napoleon Hill, which is Think and Grow Rich, you're then going to write, what are you planning on to give in return? Because to get, you have to give. What are you going to do with the money? Are you going to give it to a charity, part of it, not all of it? You don't have to do all of it, but where are you going to give back? That's the next thing. Then you want to establish a date. And the date I would encourage you to be saying is something like, if you want to do the 30-day goal, like, or even going into the conference, you might want to say, by September 14th, I will achieve this amount of money. Or you can say, by December 31st of 2012, I want to receive this set amount of money. Okay? But here's the caveat. Don't just put the date. You're going to put December 31st, 2012, or sooner. Because if you say December 31st, what's going to happen? God's going to come through it December 31st. However, God will move mountains to give you what you want. Yes? So if you're saying, okay, God, take a break until December 31st, that's what you want to say, or sooner. December 31st or sooner. And then you want to create that plan and begin at once. The plan is, I am going to commit to dialing 20 dials a day. I am going to commit to talking to 5 new recruits a day. I am going to create a team of 10 or 20 people that are going to be in performance club. Whatever the plan is, you need to write it down. Got it? It has to be a clear and concise statement. And you can do this with everything. You can do this with Legal Shield. You can do this with your personal life, relationships, family, whatever it is that you want to do. Then you're going to read this statement. We're going to write out the statement, and you're going to read it 2 times a day. You're going to read it the first thing in the morning when you get out of bed, because you're setting your intention for the day. Because what you think about comes about. So you set your intentions that day by reading it that morning. Yes? And then you're going to read it the last thing before you go to bed. Because here's the deal. It is a known fact that our minds, our conscious and subconscious mind, do not know the difference between each other. Yes? So, when you go to bed, I am positive that I'm not the only one that gets into bed and goes, oh my God, I should have called this company. I might have called that company. I didn't call this team member. Oh my God, I've got to get a hold of Dave Hall. I didn't text him, and I probably never will again. And you go through your litany of shoulda, coulda, woulda, right? Anyone ever get into bed and go, oh gosh, didn't do this, didn't do that, need to do this, need to do that. Okay, so you have just set yourself up to have your subconscious mind marinate on that cesspool of doo-doo for the next 8 hours, 7 hours, 6 hours that you're asleep. How many of you have gone to bed mad as a cat on a tin roof, and the next morning you wake up and you're still mad as a cat on a tin roof? Yes? I did that the other day, and I was just like, that's what I'm talking about. because you have set yourself up to have your mind marinate on that 6 hours, 7 hours, 8 hours. So what you want to do is you want to read that statement, visualize it, see it, and feel it. See, the thing is people go, I'm seeing it, I'm a believer, but you're not feeling it. It's all about the feeling. How is it going to feel when this statement that you're going to write out comes true? Whatever it is. God bless you. How is it going to feel? You want to feel joyful. You want to feel elated. You want to feel happy. You want to be praising God and thanking God for all the blessings that you have. Because those feelings are going to penetrate and you're going to then have the positive results with that. So you go to bed with that on your mind, so when you wake up, you're still in that same state of mind and you read it again, and so you're creating the seeing, believing, and feeling. Does this make sense? I'm telling you, the key element in all of this is feeling it. So if you aren't feeling it, then you fake it until you make it. Okay? So, faith is a state of mind, and it's all about affirmations. Be careful what you follow up with, I am. We were at lunch the other day, and one associate looked at me and said, I'm not a very good recruiter. I went, God, don't say that. Don't set yourself up saying, I'm not a good recruiter. Set yourself up for saying, I am a good recruiter. I am working on being a better recruiter. I am in the process of creating a team. I am are the two most utilized and strongest words in the Bible. Are you aware of that? So if you believe what it says, in whatever your faith is, religion, you know, whatever, you know, spirit, universe, whatever you want to call it, everyone, out of respect for everyone, mine is Jesus Christ, but I know that he says, I am, and I can have a life of abundance. I am, and he will provide hope in a future, right? And he will prosper us. So be careful what you follow up with, I am. So that's the tuning in. You need to tune into what you're feeling and what you're saying every day. When you feel bad, then there's some things you need to do to make yourself feel good. Okay? How many of you guys have any ideas of what you need to do to feel good? Anyone have an idea? Les? Pardon me? More birdies, absolutely. Meditate. Being grateful. And smile.
Serve.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
In the
shower. Yes. You can play Carly. You know what I did the other day? First of all, I have to say, you can play that while I'm talking. I was walking through the field at the ranch, and Trisha loves the song. Okay, so here I am. I'm up in this field, and it is so glorious. And the mountains are around me, and there's cows down here, and there's deer over there. And I got in this field in this way. I'm so glad no farmers or ranchers were on the road, because I'm like, I'm on this song. Listen to this. Yep. Come on. How do you get
I'm
Bad right now. Richard, you're smiling. Even though he didn't want to dance, I'm going to teach him how to jitterbug after. How many of you know how to jitterbug two-step swing? Oh, we got to do that the next time I come back. Jitterbug two-step swing. I can show you. It's called country western dancing. Okay? Lots of fun. Okay, so here's the point. Your litmus test is this. When you're not feeling good, then put on some music that's going to make you get up and dance. Whatever it is. When you're not feeling good, go and play with your puppy. I have a little 2-year-old Yorkie, and I pick her up and I'm like swinging her, and God bless her, she just kind of goes. If I could only read her mind, she's probably going, my mom is weird. But I pick up my dog, and I pet her, and I dance with her, and I'm literally walking through the fields of our ranch, and I'm glad that there's 1,700 acres, because, of course, no one was out there. But it's okay, because then it changes your euphoria, it changes your energy. So now when you do that, and you pick up the phone, and you call someone, guess what they hear? They hear your music. They hear your energy. They want to be a part of whatever it is. They don't care if you're selling a widget. They just want to know what you're on, and they want a part of it. Does that make sense? So your barometer is, how are you feeling? Because if you're not feeling good, then you need to do whatever it is, play with the kids, whatever it is to change that. So here is like my particular, and this is what you're going to write out. Starts out with this. I am grateful and thankful. Grateful and thankful. Now that. I'm grateful and thankful. Now that. And you write your story. Here's mine. I'm grateful and thankful. Now that 1,200 acres at the ranch have sold for $1.5 million. My father's estate is closed. My sister and brothers are paid in full. And I am able to finish the ranch by design according to my dad's wishes and legacy. This is completed by September or October of 2012 or sooner. I'm very happy and excited about the opportunity to have my dream house with the horses, the fence, the memorial monument for my father, and life is good. Write your statement. Read it and feel it every day, because this motivates me to do what I do. Find whatever it is that's going to motivate you to be, do, and have whatever it is that you want. That's the family thing. I also have another one that I carry around that says, I am happy and grateful now that I easily am making $15,000 to $20,000 a month with a team of 10 to 20 core people who are committed to our Legal Shield system that are executive directors. My debit balance is paid off, and I am creating a residual income of a six-figure. You get it? You read that in the morning. You read that at night. You go to bed with the positive thoughts. You look at the blessings that you have in your life. Not what you don't have. Focus on what you do have. Focus on what you want, not what you don't have. Because whatever you think about expands. Okay? So, does anyone have any questions about any of that? Yes? No? This is the time to ask. Justin, did I just blow you out of the water, baby? Are you ready to dance? The brand new associate's going, holy moly, do I need to learn how to dance like that? Because if I do, I'm in deep doo-doo. Nope. Okay? Specialized knowledge. Put into action what you learn about your skills. Become better at what it is that you're going to do. Become better at those four steps. The contact list, become better at doing the three-way calls. Make a commitment to yourself and to your business that you're going to do three-way calls with your sponsor. Every night before you go to bed and before you read this little thing, I know many of you are sitting there going, how do you balance all this? Right? Life's pretty complex and very busy. So here's what I would tell you. Is that the night before you go to bed, before you read your statement, write down 1 to 6. So your to-do list isn't 100, it's only 6. So on my to-do list, this is what I have in there. Is that the night before, I write down things like exercise, things like recruiting, group calls, team calls. If you have other things like kids to piano, write it down. Mow the lawn, or I would encourage you to have one of your kids or have someone do it for you. Because the time it takes for you to do the lawn could potentially take away 10 dials that you could have made. Does that make sense? So where are you spending your time? On money-making activities, I hope. You know, activity A is money-making activities. You need to look in the mirror at the end of the day and do your checkout. And in your checkout, you've just said that you were going to call 10 team members. How many did you call? You just said that you were going to make 10 group calls. How many did you call? At the end of the day, you check out and you tell your, you know, you plan it the night before, you do it during the day, and then you review it at the end of the day to see where you spent your time. And were they in type A money-making activities? If they're in the type A money-making activities, then you are going to be golden. And if you consistently do that over and over, it's a compounded effect. We all know about the slight edge. The difference between success and mediocrity is that much. Okay? Do you remember the story about the Big Macs? Yes? Okay. Nope. I'm seeing looks like this. Okay. Here's the story. So I'm a nurse, right? If I eat a Big Mac today, will I have a heart attack tomorrow? Chances are no, right? How about if I eat another Big Mac tomorrow? No? Third day? No? But if I eat a Big Mac every day for a year, what's the chances of my heart attack happening? Goes up, right? Because it's a compounded effect over time. So chances are good that I'm going to have a heart attack. However, that's the same thing in the business. If you do your 10 calls a day, 8 calls the next day, 10 calls the next day, 8 calls 10 days, 10 calls, whatever, that compounded effect over time, you're going to create a team of like-minded people that are on the same page as you, or you're going to be in as many groups as you want to be in, and you're going to have that compounded effect over time at the same example. Does that make sense? So don't get caught up on today. Just know, keeping the end in mind of whatever your goal is, and do the activity every day. And don't get attached to the outcome. And don't get caught up in the how, but get caught up in the thinking and feeling of how it's going to feel when you achieve it. The personal development is critical. It's huge. And then what I would recommend is you absolutely, obviously need to have someone that's going to hold you accountable. You get to put your goals where you want them. You get to say, I want to make a six-figure income. You get to say, I'm going to make 10 calls. You get to say whatever it is that you want. But you need to stretch yourself, because for things to change, guess what? We have to change. Because the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. You would never probably have seen Katie Huff as a top recruiter on the leadership call a year ago. Why is that? Because I was like, group. And that's okay. But I know what I want, and that is a McDonald's franchise, only a Legal Shield franchise on every corner. And the only way I'm going to be able to do that is to recruit people that I can show them how to do what I do and get them in the game. So we have multiple people in all the different states and all the different areas of our company doing this. I know you haven't heard, this is the first time you've heard this, right? I'm kidding. Okay, questions? Okay, so will you play those 40 inspirational?
We will run, and we will live.
You probably want to turn the lights
off. Shame on you.
This could be the greatest night of our lives, but you're going to let it be the worst.
And I guarantee a week won't go by in your life you won't regret walking out, letting them get the best of you.
Well, I'm not going home.
You've got too far, and I'm going to stay right here and fight for this lost cause.
A day may come when the courage of men fails. But it is not this day.
The line must be drawn here. This far, no farther.
I'm not saying it's going to be easy.
You're going to work harder than you ever worked before.
But that's fine. We'll just get tougher with it.
A person grits his teeth and shows real determination.
Failure is not an option.
That's how winning is done. Believe me when I say
we can break this army here.
And win just one for the giver.
But I say to you, what every warrior has known since the beginning of time,
you've got to get mad.
I mean, plumb mad dog mean.
If you would be free then you must fight to fulfill that promise. Let us
cut out their living guts
1 inch at a time.
And they will know what we can do.
Then no man forgets how menacing we are. We're a lion.
It's like a big bear, man.
This is your time.
Seize the day. Never surrender.
Victory or death.
Bitch.
Who's with me?
Clap!
Clap!
Go back
here,
guys!
Clap! All right, let's fly! I'm gentlemen in England now,
I bet. So, no! My name is the Lord!
When I tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our independence!
Of those little messages in there that I think are absolutely amazing. Like, I didn't say it was going to be easy. Have any of us told you that this is going to be easy? But have we told you it's going to be worth it? And it's your Independence Day. When you're in Legal Shield, you have Independence Day every day because you get to pick and choose where you're going to spend your time. That you can't put a price tag on. So what I would strongly suggest is that you need to be making sure the information that you're putting into your brain is good. It's things like that, that you go on YouTube and you find these things when you're not feeling good again and remind yourself of why you're doing what you're doing. and that knowing if you stay the course and use the system will work for you as long as you work the system. Have any of you guys ever said, well, you got an associate say to you, I tried one of those things, it never worked. Right? I love it when they even say, Legal Shield just didn't work for me. Just didn't work for me. Have you ever had someone say, oh, Legal Shield didn't work for me? Oh, my God. You would have thought I was gut shot when they tell me that. I'm just like, so you're telling me that what I'm doing isn't working? Because that's what they're saying, is that Legal Shield doesn't work. They're not looking in the mirror and saying, okay, the man in the mirror is saying that I didn't work, because no one wants to take the blame. No one wants to be responsible, right? Everybody wants everyone else to be the reason why they failed. Whether it's your downline or your upline, your sideline. Well, guess what, gang? My upline's gone. And that's okay. God bless. I wish you well. I send you blessing. You need to do what you need to do. In the meantime, I'm here. I know what we're doing. I know what we offer. We have a recession-proof business. We're not competing with Walmart or anyone else. They're not going to find a Legal Shield plan at Walmart or Costco. They're not going to find an identity theft program at Walmart or Costco. We're not going to have to run into someone that says, oh, I got one of those here, or a different element of it, right? So here's things that I do every morning. This is what Katie does, and this is just for your information about what I do. When I get up in the morning, I always spend time in prayer and meditation. So here's one of the things that I wanted to share with you, because I'd like to think that I'm not the only one that's saying that, and this is evidence that it's not. So here's an example of a devotional that I read every day that says, God created us as a visual being. He is a creative God, and He's given us the ability to create as well. It all starts with what you see in your mind's eye. Everyone has their own mental picture of the way they see themselves, their family, and their future. This picture determines what kind of life you will live. If you have an image of success, victory, health, happiness, and abundance, you will naturally gravitate toward that. But if you have an image of lack, defeat, mediocrity, that negative mental picture will keep you from God's best. Remember, if you're going to be successful, you have to first see yourself as successful. The way God sees you, according to your faith, it will be done to you. Faith comes by hearing the word. That's why it is so important to take time every day to sit and be thankful and grateful for what we have. Let the truth sink down deep into your heart. Open your eyes of faith so you can see yourself rising higher. Choose to have a vision of victory and be all that you can see. So that's one. You know, I don't know about you guys, but I'm a believer that everything happens for a reason. And I don't try to question what it is at times when I'm getting sideswiped. There's obviously a lesson to be learned, and the timing wasn't right. And so there's days when I go, my gosh, I open up my email and I have moving up higher. One thing I've learned in my life is that God likes to outdo himself. His dream for your life is so much bigger than your own. His ways are higher, and he has an appointed time of favor of your life. He is going to take you places that you never thought possible. He is going to open up doors that you never have imagined. He's going to bring talent out of you that you didn't even know you had. This is the time to get excited about your future. It's time to get your hopes up because you have been chosen. Your destiny is not determined by the economy, how you were raised, or your education. Your destiny is determined by God's plan for you. Today, I want to encourage you to set your thoughts on things above. It's time for you to move up higher to a new level. The good news is that God has already laid out victory before you. I declare that in the days ahead, you're going to stumble into it. Get ready, because God is going to raise you up into the life of blessings He has prepared for you. How could you ever question, oh, there's my 3x5 cards. Thanks, Mark. See? I'd be a fumbler. So, if God is for us, who can be against us? Right? So, yes, we're going to have bad days. Yes, there's going to be roadblocks, but those speed bumps is what's going to help us grow. And as long as you realize at the end of the tour, at the end of the game, you will be a platinum, or you will be a $100,000 income earner, or $250,000, or whatever it is that your heart desires, you too can have this. It's just you need to get out of the way of you. Yes? I work on this every day. I'm not perfect. I have my affirmations that I say to myself every day. I have these 3x5 cards that are falling out everywhere, and they say that I'm grateful and thankful. An attitude of gratitude is key. The more you're grateful you are, the more you will give. The more you give, the more you receive. So when you are sitting down with a new prospect, remember, you're giving them the gift that they've always been looking for. Have that in your mind, that you're giving them freedom. You're giving them income. You're changing their legacy. If you believe that, that will transfer to them. If you don't believe that, they're also going to pick up on whatever it is that you're saying. Does that make sense? So you need to do the checkup from the head up and the neck up. And you need to fake it till you make it. And that's when you put on the music. That's when you play with the babies. That's when you play with the dogs. So you can feel good and be in a better state of mind. So you will be attracting positive people. When you're happy, you're going to attract happy people. Right? Okay. So you have to have that burning desire. And you have to never, never, ever, 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 ever quit. Ever, 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 ever quit. Okay? Any thoughts? Any questions? Can I answer anything? I feel like that I've left a lot out there, and maybe. Does it make sense? Okay, so how are you tracking your business? Anyone have a tracking sheet? Who does not have a tracking sheet? Okay. So, I have a real simple one. It's real easy. It has 1 to 31 days. And it says personal goals, and it has business goals. The business goal says recruit, group, team, RVP, group, VP. So yours would probably be, hopefully, you would definitely have recruit. If you're in the group market, you're going to put group. If you're not in the group market, then you'd be putting, like, membership. Okay? Hopefully you're creating a team or have a team. Because you need to check in with your team every day. Because they need to feel like they're a part of something. Because a lot of times people can get lost. Yes? Because they're in their homes, and the dishes get in the way, the laundry gets in the way. The lawn gets in the way, so get away from the house so you don't have to see it. And you're going to want to put down their team because you're going to want to check with them and see how they're doing. And then I have had where I've put three-way calls. How many three-way calls have I done today? You know, how many contacts have I made? That's the memberships or the recruiting. You're going to have at least 2 checks, right? Minimum. So that's the core commitments. So that's the tracking. The personal goals is up to you. You know, read to the kids, spend time with your husband or your significant other. I have on here the 3x5 card 2 times a day. And I check and see if I'm doing my 3x5 cards twice a day. I also have journal and gratitude. I have a gratitude journal that I write in it. And this is just, I'm just telling you that this is what I do that helps me. That this is not about me. I'm just trying to give you examples of what I do that if it resonates with you and if it makes sense to you, that you can adopt it. Because the thing about our business is there's lots of different ways to do it. You can flush whatever you don't want and use whatever you do. So one of the things is I have a gratitude journal that every day I write in it, I'm grateful and thankful for. And I write the page where I at least am writing down 10 things that I'm grateful for. I put in there today, I'm grateful to be in Salt Lake City with the Utah Associates, because I am. So I would encourage you to have a journal, write the journey of this. This is an amazing journey. And the growth that you'll have and the person that you become is unbelievable, and I would recommend that you document that. I also have the read for personal development. I have meditate or pray. The last 5 minutes of the day, I even start putting down there because it's like, okay, am I doing my to-do list when I fall into bed? Or am I saying, God, this is a great day, and I'm grateful, and things like that. So there's 1 to 31 days. It's a checking system. It's nothing fancy. But it makes you look at it and go, okay, So on the third and fourth, I didn't do a very good job of reading. And so it's a good way for you to review what you put out there as a goal. If you don't have the goals again, then you're not going to have the success. So that is a way. The other thing is I have high payoff activities. My high payoff activities is to open up 5 groups. I fast start qualify my new associates. Write a minimum of 50 memberships. These are the things that I'm setting out there. Don't forget the law of the lid. The law of the lid is if you're saying I'm only going to do 5 to be in performance club, you're going to do 5, right? Whereas if you say I'm going to put 10, the chances are you're going to be somewhere between 5 and 10 because you haven't put that lid on it. Does that make sense? And so that's important. And then it talks about like talking to my brokers and different things like that. I have the Efren tour in town. I mean, it's interesting when people say this isn't working, and then you ask them, okay, well, I will help you. Send me your tracking sheet. Have any of you guys ever done that? Send me your tracking sheet. I haven't got one yet, and I've asked for them. The other day I had someone say, well, who's going to be the meeting holder in this other community in Montana? I said, I don't know. He goes, well, I've been in the company for 13 years, and I've done a bunch of trainings, and I think I should be able to do that. All I need is your blessing. I said, well, I have a suggestion. Why don't you write me an email and tell me what you think are the qualities a meeting holder should have? And I'll compare it to what I think and what corporate thinks, and then maybe we can figure out what is in the best interest of the community. I have yet to get that email. See what I mean? So if it's meant to be, it's up to me. And it's what I'm saying I'm going to do. So say what you mean and mean what you say. Hold yourself accountable. Have your workout partner hold you accountable. So you then can look at your tracking sheet and say, I said I was going to call 10 people. I only called 5. I'll tell you what, there's been many nights at 10 o'clock at night when I didn't do what I said I was going to do to my workout partner, and I knew the next morning I was going to have to tell her what I did. It's a good motivator. I didn't want to say to her, oh, I was too tired. Because we all have excuses, right? We all have life happens. Life will throw you a curveball. It's how you handle it. Or you make lemonade out of your lemons. You can get bitter or you can get better. And all of us have issues that come up that can create us to become bitter. But what feels better? Check in again. Does it feel better to be feeling like, ugh, bitter? Or does it feel better to be dancing and playing with the kids and doing the deed? Does that make sense? Okay. All right. So track your business. Put your goals down and do, I mean, I even have my personal goals to focus on that month, meaning my family and home goals, my financial and career goals, mental, educational, physical health, social, cultural, spiritual ethics. So do this. On a piece of paper, make a big circle. Okay? Make a big circle. Okay, on. And then you're going to draw spokes, okay? You need to have, let me tell you how many spokes you need to have. This is kind of an aha moment, hopefully, for some of you. You need 6 spokes, okay? So that means 6 spokes.
What does that mean again?
6 spokes. Okay. 5 and 1. 6 spokes. Okay, now on 1 spoke. You're going to put little, on every one of the spokes, you're going to put like little tags, okay? Like little, you know when you get a brand new bicycle and they have those little nubbins on them? So put those nubbins on each one of your little spokes, okay? Like from the center out. Yeah, let's go 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yes, ma'am. Oh, what an idea. So impressed that you are a detail girl. It's not one of my better assets, but I'll show you. Oh, you are so good. Thanks for the help there. See? That's a team player helping me out because occasionally I become blonde. Nothing against the blondes in the room. I'm just talking about myself. Okay. Here you've got your circle. Here you've got your spokes. Here you've got the big old U. Got it? Here you got your little taggies. Okay? You have to be very artistic to do this, as you can see. Okay? Now here you're going to do physical. Then you're going to do career. Then you're going to do, I'm going to get the names right, like mental and educational. Then you're going to do social. Then you're going to do family. Did I do two? Yeah. Career and financials here. Okay. Spirituals down here. Yep. Okay. Bless you. Now you get to evaluate where you are on each one of these rungs. Okay. So here's an example. Financial and career. I'm not exactly where I want to be, but I'm doing pretty darn good. Mental and educational, I'm doing that pretty much on a regular basis where I'm reading books. The social, that's debatable. This is very social, but it's also work. But at the same time, I'm not always finding time to play because when Dave wants to take me and play and I can meet with someone, I'm meeting with someone. I did that yesterday, by the way. I failed in the social aspect yesterday. Spiritual, I don't ever stop praying, thinking about spiritual, so I'm here. Family, well, my dog and I are great, but I don't have kids, but I'd like to improve my family, which means have a family. And then physical is actually, I work out on a regular basis just because I'm a much nicer person when I do. If you know what I mean? It's called stress release. So then you've got your little dots. You get to pick and choose where your dots are on the wheel. Then you get to connect. Woo! So, here's the question. Where is your flat spot on your wheel? Where are you spending your time? Are you living a balanced life? God first, family second, business third. Where are you setting your goals? This is the kind of like the man in the mirror, the woman in the mirror, and the 2x4 in the forehead of where am I spending my time? Okay, so I'm not Best Start qualified. Well, that's because you're out playing all the time. Right? Or I'm not reading as much as I would like to because I'm too busy doing volunteer work. Make sense? So the idea is that we are balanced in our world and in our life. Okay? This is a way for you to look at where you're spending your time and where you want to balance out. So where is your wheel flat? And then maybe make your adjustments on what you're going to do daily to increase and pump it up so you're a circle and a full wheel. Okay? And this is why people go, how do you balance everything? Well, you balance it by, first of all, finding out where you're at. Awareness is the first step. And then looking at where you want to go. Okay? Yes?
Yes.
Okay. So, my whole plan, and I hope this is okay with you all, is I wanted to obviously necessarily drive down how you're going to recruit people with those four steps. you know, contact list, give them a tool, get them on a three-way call, and bring them in the business. And if you do that long enough, you can then start planting and placing people down deep in someone's organization, and that's a totally another training, but you want to support and create strong legs that are going to support each other in different aspects of our company and in different geographies and things like that. And that's the way you can bring people on and create a sense of urgency. But you want to know how to recruit, and then you want to know what is the core commitments, which we all know, but where are you spending your time on those core commitments? And it's 99% what you think is what is going to come up. That's why I spend so much time on where is your head, where are your thoughts, what are you thinking, are you feeling it? Because some people say, I see it, I believe it, I'm a believer, I'm a seer. But how are you feeling about it? Because a lot of times people aren't feeling like they deserve it or that they have the, you know, the equal playing field. Everyone's welcome to be in Performance Club. No one has been excluded, right? No one's been told you can't drive that BMW. No one's been told you can't be a $100,000 ringer. It's an open invitation for all of us. So when you get into that routine and you say to yourself, well, I've done A to Z, but I'm still not there, so then my question is stop and think, where are you at in your mind? Where you're at in your personal development. And then what you can do is create this wheel where you can look and see, where am I at in my life and am I doing what I want to do? Make sense? Okay. Any questions for me? Are we good? What do we do with time? Yes, sir. Okay. I'm glad you did. Where and how do I nurture it? Because I have that 3x5 card that I told you that I'm grateful and thankful now that my father's 1,200 acres has sold and the estate's been closed. That is a very personal, emotional thing for me. And I shared that with all of you. And I read that every day. I read it in the morning. I read it at night. I have not taken my eye off of that. I focus on it all day long. I know for a fact, I have no doubt, I know that I'm going to get an offer on that ranch probably within the next 2 or 3 days. I know it. I know it. I know it. I showed the ranch on Wednesday to a guy from Australia that has a ranch. He went back to the other person that is interested in buying it, and he told me on the phone yesterday when I was with Deanna and Dave, he called me and he told me what the buyer had said. I know without a shadow of a doubt. But this has been a 7-year process. It's been 7 years that I've been praying and hoping and believing that this estate would be taken care of so my family could move forward and we can all be free, because it's been a very long 7 years. That's my way. How do I grow it and nurture it? Because I look at it every day. It is on my mind 24/7. Same thing with my business. I have no doubt in my mind I will be and continually be a six-figure income in this company. I have no doubt in my mind I will have residual income. I have no doubt. I look at that every day because I have that other particular 3x5 card. I actually have a 3x5 card on every one of these areas of my life. I've said I am grateful and thankful now that I have found a partner to spend the rest of my life with and have an amazing life with. I know without a doubt God will provide me with the person that's right for me, just like He has all of you. That is how I nurture my goals. And so I'm standing naked in the street with all of you, telling you all my secrets, and you don't have to do that. But what I would recommend that you do is you take the time to put it on a 3x5 card or whatever it is, so you personally can look at that every day, morning and night, and focus on it all day long. Does that help? Oh, my God. I would love to repeat that question. Okay, on the 10 core commitments, it says participate in national events, corporate events, correct? We have an event coming up in September. And it is the difference between having your business springboard or you trying to catch up. What I mean by that, if you are not in Dallas, you are doing yourself a detriment to your business. And this is why. Because this is going to be the biggest, and it's going to be so different than anything else that you've ever, ever been to. How many of you have never been to a national event? It's okay. I'll still love you. I'm going to help you get over the hump of why you need to be there. And for you that have not signed up, I would strongly recommend you do that, because here's the deal. How many of you have gotten in on the trainings that are going to be on Wednesday and Thursday? Okay, because it is closed for those that wanted to do Wednesday and Thursday, because they only have 1,500 spots. Okay, and there's going to be business-to-business training and sales. Now, does that mean if you don't make it to Wednesday and Thursday, you shouldn't come? Absolutely not. However, the format that they've set up is that Wednesday and Thursday is for the business-to-business people with the groups and small business and things like that, and we're going to learn sales techniques and skills and tools to be able to take your marketing and your membership base and your business to the next level. Not only are you going to have it going on there, I'm one of the trainers. I'm very grateful and blessed that they picked me along with about 25 other people to be able to be coaches to the individuals that are at that meeting. And what that means is it's not going to end on Thursday at 5 o'clock. What that means is they are trialing it and they are researching what happens to the individuals that participated in those 2 days and what happens to their business, and they're going to track it and see if the training that we provided for people was worth the time. We are going to have conference calls with the people that are at that meeting. We're going to do follow-up on a weekly basis and a monthly basis. Is that huge? Okay. So some of you are going, I should have gotten on the call and signed up for Wednesday and Thursday. Might as well not go. Wrong thinking again. Because if you think it's just going to end on Thursday, it's not. It will filter into Friday and Saturday. And this is going to be totally different than any of our other national events. So the difference is, if you're not there, the people that are there are going to be running, have the skills, the tools, and the excitement, the momentum, the education to be running at 1,000 miles an hour, and you're going to be running at 20 trying to catch up with them. Does that make sense? So it's up to you. You can make excuses or you can make money. And then some of you will be going, I can't afford it. Yes, you can. Today's the 18th of August. You've got about 3 weeks to make the money to get in the plane or get in a car. You guys are closer than I am. Heck, flying out of Montana is not easy. Driving out of Montana is not easy. You can get there, so we will write down. You write down, okay, it's this much for the plane ticket. It's this much for the hotel room that I'm going to share with three people because I want to keep the cost down. I'm going to bring snacks. I'm going to take the low wage and not have to spend lots of money on food. And you write down, this is how you set goals, all y'all. And you write down the price of the plane, the price of the hotel, the price of the food. You get the dollar figure and you divide it by your compensation plan at whatever level you're at. You call your sponsor, your recruiter, and say, I want in. How can I do it? Help me. Make the decision to be there, because it will change your business overnight. Do you get it? Ryan. Same question. Great minds think alike. Anyone else? Nope? Okay, so, yes, sir. Call them. You need to pick up the phone and call your sponsor. Pick up the phone and call your executive director, your ring earner, the people that have done them, and line them up. Talk to them and say, I've got Peter, Paul, and John that I need to call. Don't be scared. you have a room full of resources. You've got a state full of resources. And it's not just in Utah. There's people all over this country that are willing to help people with three-way calls. You cannot let that get in your way, my friend. There's a lot of people that want to help you. You just need to help yourself. Yes, sir. Easy. They say, when they say to me, is it one of those things? And I ask them, what is a thing? And they can't tell me what a thing is. You know, that pyramid thing. Well, it's pretty hard to sell an illegal legal plan. That's first. Yeah? Just saying. That's first. You're going to tell them that. And the second thing is then you're going to say to them, when they say, is it one of those MLMs or network marketing? No. If you don't want it to be. We have a direct selling industry. We have employee benefits. We do business to business. But the first question you're going to ask them when they say, is it MLM or network marketing, you're going to look at them and say, do you want it to be? If they say yes, you say, great, I got something to show you. I got a program to show you. If they say no, you say, great, I've got something to show you. Right? You have to ask the question, do you want it to be? If they say, not no, but no, you say, great. We have an employee benefits side of our company. We do business to business. We do employee benefits. We do small business. We market these plans. We help people. Where do you see yourself fitting into the direct sales part of it? Yes? Make sense? Okay. Anyone else? Don't be afraid. You only have me here for 5 more minutes. I got to fly out of here. Okay. So, here we go. I have one little more thing I need to show you. Daffodil. Do you have it? You should. Oh, and I might have to help you. The daffodil principle? Did you put that on there? You know? Okay. Here, hang on one second. Daffodil principle. Throw it up. And then I might have to do this. Sometimes it sticks. You can, how do we... Oh, that's not what I was going to play. Thank you. I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart for allowing me to share with you my journey, my thoughts, my belief, and what you can be, do, and have. And I would encourage you to take the Daffodil Principle to heart and realize that we are changing people's lives one at a time with our membership, one at a time with our opportunity. And just know that you have greatness within you. Dance like nobody's watching. And know that you are blessed. And I just want to say thank you, Mr. Hall, for inviting me. You're a wonderful host. You have an amazing group of people. And I'm just very grateful and humbled and honored to be here with you. And please come to Montana and visit me.
So this is your first time coming up here to the great state of Utah to do an event for us. We took you up to Park City to show you some of the good sights up there, but there's so many other beautiful things, just like I'm sure in Montana. So this is a coffee table book. It's been passed around. A lot of people have been able to just put a few sentiments in there about the gratitude for coming here to the state of Utah. But so many other places to see and experience and stuff that you'll be able to show everyone that comes and visits your ranch in Montana.
Yes.
Someday I'm moving to Utah.
Okay.
All right, give it up for Miss Katie. Yeah, she's got to catch a plane, so we're gonna let her. We're gonna let her fly the coop. And now we get to find. You guys ready to see who's coming next next month? Mark it down in your calendar, September 8th. September 8th. And Mr. Yeedy, you ready to turn on the projector over there? And next month we have. Boom. Mr. Chris Hughes! We had Mr. Chris Hughes. Now we got a warning sign. All right. Mr. Chris Hughes, $250,000 ring earner. And for those of you that don't know Mr. Hughes' story, I mean, started this business really as a waiter working at Chili's, making about $200 a week. Went from $200 a week as a waiter at Chili's up to $250,000 a year. It's built a huge organization nationwide and literally lives a lifestyle most people cannot even dream of. And if you want to know anything about attracting success into your life, this gentleman is the man to teach you those principles. I mean, this man has inspired so many people. I know there's a lot of people in this room today that have taken different private courses and classes, mentoring, training that he has taught, and fabulous, fabulous information. But this man can single-handedly take your business from down there where a waiter was at Chili's to hundreds of thousands of dollars a year in passive residual income. A lot of you don't realize this, but Mr. Chris Hughes actually lives right here in Utah. Started his business down in Texas, then moved to California, built a large organization and stuff out of California, but then just decided a few years ago, you know what? I want to live up in the mountains in Utah away from the crime and the pollution and a lot of the other garbage that he saw in Southern California. And so he just got a house up in the Heber Valley and moved up there and kind of retired. And now he does a lot of mentoring and stuff, training over the internet and over the phone and stuff like that. And he's very, very tough to get him to leave his family for even a few hours to come and do something like this. So this is going to be a huge deal for us to have Mr. Chris Hughes here. Now, a couple other things, though. You'll notice that it's going to be the week before the trip to Dallas. And I'll tell you, he has some fabulous information about some changes that he made in his life that all of a sudden exploded his business. And I know there's going to be people that will roll into this event on September 8th with no intention of being in Dallas. They're just like, hey, I couldn't swing it, couldn't pull it off and stuff like that. Wife won't let me go, it just ain't in the budget and stuff like that. And after leaving this event, they will be 100% committed to being in Dallas. And it will be a defining moment in their life. And that's one of the reasons why we wanted him the week before Dallas. Because some of you, you may be asking people on your team, hey, you got to go with us. And they'll be like, ah, well, whatever. But I'm just telling you, the way he does his trainings, they'll be like, I can't wait to get in a car and get to Dallas with the rest of you. Now, last night we had a wonderful dinner, and I apologize. Normally during the summer, we just, you know, invite the whole state and stuff like that. But my neighbor's daughter got married, and she asked if she could have the pavilion in front of my house. And since I always take it, I'm like, no, go ahead, take it. We'll just go in my backyard and do something a little bit smaller. And so we weren't able to accommodate, you know, 150, 200 people because I just don't have that much room for it. But we had everyone who last month had bought 5 tickets. We invited them to come to the event to hang out with Miss Katie Huff and then participate in the Q&A. And I got a lot of texts and a lot of emails and phone calls from people saying, hey, how can I get into that dinner? What do I need to do? You know, who do I need to bribe or something like that? And I just apologize that we didn't have room for everybody. But next month, everybody's getting invited. There's 2 different ways you're going to be able to get into the event. Now, keep in mind, this is going to be a Friday night event with Mr. Chris Hughes, where it's not only going to be incredible food, but it's going to be a couple hours of just picking his mind, asking him any questions, mentoring, and his course that he teaches for mentoring, what is it? It's like $500 to take the course. It's like $500. You're going to have a few hours with him just to hang out, get your picture taken with him, and ask any question that you want. I'll tell you, if you have the chance to get into these events, it's worth whatever it costs to get into those events, whatever it takes. Just get to those events. 2 ways you're going to be able to do it. 1, if you're in Performance Club next month, by the 8th or this month. So 2 different ways. This month at all, in the whole month, and then we'll pull a report, or by the 8th. Now, it's a little bit tougher to pull it off in 7 days, because the dinner's going to be on the 7th, than it is to pull it off in 31 days. So my advice would be go pull it off this month so you can guarantee your spot. That's the first way that you're going to be in, because I want to reward everyone who's actually doing the boots on the ground, making the sales, making the recruits. Second way is going to be just like we had last month. If you have 5 tickets to next month's event, now you're believing in yourself. You're out there saying, hey, look, I'm going to grow this marketplace. I'm going to increase this team. I love what Miss Katie Huff said. I wish she was still here, because when she talked all about be careful what you ask for and believe it could come into existence, I wanted to let her know I believe she's going to let me come elk hunting on her ranch. I'm going to have to text her and let her know that I believe that that is going to come true. Because she told me they got lots of deer and elk all over their ranch, and I believe one of them will be on the grill here in a few months. So I'll get in touch with her, and I'll be sure to make that happen before she sells it. I need to make sure she don't get rid of all the good stuff. But anyhow, belief. What do you believe? Your belief comes from your actions. And I'll tell you, I know some people are going, man, I'm just trying to figure out how to get to Dallas. I know this much. If you recruit 5 people, and get 5 people fast start qualified before now and when Dallas there, and a person, no matter what income level you're at in the compensation plan, that'd be enough money. Get in a car and get in a hotel. I mean, you guys got a killer deal on hotel rooms, and you can fit like 6-8 people in them. What does that come out per night per person like? $16 to $20 a night. I mean, this guy's like the travel agent, you know, figure out how to do it on a shoestring budget type of guy. But no, you think it, 5 sales times any compensation level, and there's enough to get in a car, to get to Dallas, to get in the event. What is a ticket to get in the event on Friday and Saturday? $19 if you're joining this month or next month. So, I mean, there's just no reason why anybody couldn't do it. If you believe in yourself that you can pull it off. And I'll tell you, you know, after sitting through her training today and stuff, I wrote down when she said, you know, write down 100 things that you would do if failure wasn't an option. And I remember, you know, writing a few of those things. And I just go, you know what? Tomorrow is a plan doing a review event for me and my wife because it's a new leaf. I told her, give me till Sunday. Let me have my Mountain Dew till Sunday. But I promise on Sunday we will sit down and we will set some new goals. And you'll see those goals. You'll see those goals coming true here in the state of Utah. And I'll tell you, there ain't a person in this room that couldn't honestly put down and say, hey, I believe that I will increase my team by 5 people between now and Dallas. And those 5 people are going to help me get to Dallas. And I'm taking some of them with me. And I remember what happened when we got Mr. Burns to Oklahoma City. I know finances were tight and there was a lot of excuses and stuff why he couldn't come. But I'm so thankful that somebody got him there. Because what, within 6 months he added 600 people to his team? Imagine if you had one person like him that added 600 more people to your team in the next 6 months. By springtime, what would your income look like? What would your life look like? So, first and foremost for everybody, please don't leave here thinking, I'm going to try to make it next month to the event. Because unfortunately, that's the belief system, that slight edge. I'll see if I can make it. When we see if we can make it, other things come up. Just say, I'm already there. I am there. Just like her statements. I'm grateful for, and then she puts it out there, whatever it is. I'm grateful that my father's ranch has sold. I'm already there. I'm grateful for the opportunity to meet with Mr. Chris Hughes on September 8th, to be mentored by him and trained by him. That happens when you take action. Make sure you have a ticket. If you'd like to guarantee your dinner Friday night, you'll get 5 tickets for the price of 4 today, and that'll guarantee your seat at the dinner table with him. Not only that, it puts, again, the energy out to the universe that, hey, look, I am open for abundance. I'm open for success in my life, and I'm looking for a few other people to go with me to Dallas so that the next few months are absolutely amazing. So, with that said, you guys, I appreciate the fact you all made it out here today. I know it was a great event for me. I got some good pearls of wisdom. And plus, we just flat out embarrassed her, and that was awesome. That was flat out awesome. I'll tell you right now, she will be telling her other Legal Shield friends, be careful what you text and ask for. Remember, be careful what you ask for. You put it out there, it's going to come back one way or the other. So, thanks for showing up, you guys. Tickets are available back there at the table. We'll see you all at the next event.